KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Exploring science in the sea. The coconut crab is the 800-pound gorilla of many tropical beaches. Not only is it the biggest and strongest crab on land, it'll eat just about anything, animal, vegetable, or even mineral. Coconut crabs are found in tropical environments in the Indian and southwestern Pacific Oceans. They hatch in the sea, where they float around for a few weeks. They then move ashore, where they live in the discarded shells of other creatures. The crabs lose the shells when they become adults. They stay close to the beach, but they...
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Celebrations today in St. Peter's Square as the world learned that the College of Cardinals had selected a new pope from the United States. NPR's Sarah Venturi was there when everyone learned of Cardinal Robert Prevost, who has taken the name Pope Leo XIV.
People all around St. Peter's Square are stopping and talking to one another. They are clapping, they are cheering, some are really emotional. I saw one woman sitting on the steps on the edge of St. Peter's Square just crying. And everyone is really surprised that this is the first American Pope, Leo XIV, who came out just not so long ago on the Loggia and delivered a message in multiple languages, not just to the world's 1.4 billion Catholics, but to the entire world.
NPR's Sarah Venturi reporting. Father Timothy Kosicki, former president of the Jesuit Conference of Canada and the United States, notes that the last Pope, Leo XIII, was one of the longest reigning popes. He spoke with NPR's Here and Now about what Prevost's decision to take Pope Leo XIV suggests about his priorities.
Leo XIII also wrote an encyclical letter called Rerum Novarum, which is really the quintessential start of Catholic social teaching. So I think connecting to the author of Rerum Novarum and someone who really has given his life to faith and justice is a very powerful testament to what his papacy will reveal.
On Truth Social, President Trump congratulates the current 69-year-old Pope, who succeeds the late Pope Francis, who died Easter Monday at the age of 88. President Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced a trade deal between their two nations. NPR's Tamara Keith reports it is the first deal announced since Trump launched a global trade war, but the deal is not actually done.
Trump was in the Oval Office with the UK's Starmer on speakerphone. Both hailed the deal, but Trump let slip that it isn't actually finalized.
The final details are being written up in the coming weeks. We'll have it all very conclusive, but the actual deal is a very conclusive one. We think just about everything's been approved. So good for both countries.
The agreement will open up markets for American agricultural goods like beef and ethanol, while the U.S. would lower tariffs on vehicles in the U.K., think Rolls-Royce. But Trump is leaving in place a 10% tariff on all imports to the U.S. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
There were fresh attacks today between Pakistan and India. Pakistan's army spokesman saying his country shot down a dozen Indian military drones that had killed a civilian and injured four Pakistani soldiers. This coming after India's most significant missile attacks on Pakistan in more than 50 years. From Washington, this is NPR News. There's growing concern about the effect of microplastics on human health. The research is still evolving, but it's prompting some home cooks to stop or limit their use of plastics around food. NPR's Joe Hernandez reports these chefs say at first it might not be easy, but it is possible.
If you want to reduce plastics in the kitchen, there are a few things you can do. Anne-Marie Bonneau wrote the book The Zero Waste Chef.
You can use a wooden cutting board, store food in glass or metal, save all your jars.
Another common recommendation is not to heat your food in plastic. Chef Edward Lee ditched plastics at his restaurant, Shia, including squeeze bottles. Sauces are now stored elsewhere, and vinaigrettes are made as needed.
all our vinaigrettes are fresher because we have to make them to order.
Bonneau says if you do ditch plastic, don't worry about every last item. These days, it's pretty hard to avoid. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates says that he plans to donate 99% of his remaining fortune, estimated at more than $100 billion, to the Gates Foundation. Over the next 20 years, the foundation says it plans to continue supporting its partners and grantees, including those working to improve global health, before it closes. U.S. stocks have ended the day higher, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing up 254 points or more than 0.5% to end the day at 41,368. The NASDAQ was up more than 1%. The S&P climbed roughly 0.5%. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, east winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Friday, east winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory Friday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 5 foot. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning Friday. Today, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 20 knots, increasing to 30 after midnight, seas 6 feet with rain. And Friday, east winds 35 knots, seas 10 feet with rain. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory Friday. Today, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory tonight and Friday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming southeast 20 in the afternoon, seas 5 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. And Friday, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, a chance of showers mainly before 1 p.m. Cloudy, highs near 42, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly after 10 p.m. Mostly cloudy with lows around 39. Southeast winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. And Friday, showers likely mainly after 1 p.m. Cloudy, highs near 42. Southeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 35. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 12:37 a.m. at 6 feet, 4 inches. A low at 7:06 a.m. at 1 foot, 2 inches. A high at 1:06 at 5 foot, 2 inches. And a low at 6:50 p.m. at 1 foot, 8 inches. Your sun rose at 6:44 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:33, bringing us up to 15 hours and 49 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Who took the money away? Hey! Is it down, down in the basement? We hear the sound of machines. And I'm driving in circles. Come to my senses sometime.
My name is Little Caesar. My friends call me LC. My daddy's name the same and passed it on to me. I'm the kind of guy who finds Bob who wants to be your friend. I'll make you a happy ending. I loop the loop. I do it good. Funny. Wonder about me. I don't worry anymore. Get uptight or fear. Back in the days of fun and fun, they called me queer. They used to call me. They called me rudely. Fella, good time, gentlemen. Perform my magic for ya, then I'll make my plan. When I'm gone, you feel so low, obsession out of hand. You'll find I'll linger in your mind. You can't forgive me, you won't forget me. You can't live with me. me. I'm Little Caesar. Yeah.
Surrender all your dreams to me tonight. They'll come true in the end. that you could always speak your mind. You work so hard to say what's right. I watch you do it all the time. And when I called you on the phone, you said that
I wanna hold her to make her mine. You turned on my fire. me so much, and you showed me so much love and sensitivity, that since you've been gone, I don't think I've ever felt this way before. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to? We both said a little too much today.
No.
After all, T, you're kind of with somebody, and I'm kind of living with somebody. But please do me a favor just before you go.
Baby.
Just put your arms around me and hold me like you used to.
I won't hold you tight.
Tell me, Rick. Everything's gonna be all right.
I grew up in this community and have lived here my whole life. I raised my family here and have watched others raise their families too. I know these lands, these people, our history, and our Unangam traditions. I want to continue to grow old here and live up my days in the place I call home with the people I love. As I get older, I know I need help with certain things I can't do on my own anymore. My family is a huge help, but they aren't always around or available for some of these chores. Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association helps support me through services they provide to elders like me, right here in my community. I was able to choose a chore worker to help me with my task I need to get done around the house and in my community. My chore worker helps me with things like getting chores done around the house, picking up groceries, or taking me to the post office. Through the APIA Chore Service Program, I can keep living in my current home and still receive the help I need to be independent.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.
Home of the best music in the Aleutian Islands, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP.
Watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night. The bars are temples, but the pulse ain't free. You'll find a god.
soon.